Welcome back to our podcast. So today I have my guest, Guillermo, and he will be talking to us about how euthanasia is affecting the USA negatively. So Guillermo, tell us more about it.
So yeah, thank you, Juan, for introducing me. My name's Guillermo, and I'm really passionate on euthanasia and how it affects the United States negatively. Really, I believe that the legalization of euthanasia will fill up graveyards. And I really do think that euthanasia should be banned in the United States. To make it a little bit more simpler, how would you feel if a doctor would give your grandma drugs? More specifically, drugs that would kill your grandmother. Would you let a doctor kill your grandmother? We must stop euthanasia before it spreads through the United States and kills our elders.
So Guillermo, you talked about how euthanasia was bad for the United States. Could you explain and clear it up for us so we can understand it better?
So yeah, as Juan said, I really don't think that euthanasia is a good thing for the United States. It's horrible for the United States, to be honest. And to kind of answer your question, my kind of reasoning behind it is it decreases the elderly and terminally ill population. In my opinion, that should not be allowed. In my opinion, this is really hurting the United States. Ms. Martunik, I think that's how you pronounce it, I'm not sure. It's someone who I know wrote that euthanasia has nothing to do with my individual choices or my right to die. It's a very slippery slope that affects all members of society. This will affect society and how our government works. The number of people alive will dramatically go down in the next couple of years, especially the number of elders, leaving many teens depressed for the loss of their grandparents or family members. Euthanasia will negatively affect the United States, so we need to stop it before it spreads to the other states.
So Guillermo, you also brought up that euthanasia was filling up our graveyards. I don't think we understand that. Could you clear it up for us so we understand it better?
So yeah, as you mentioned, Juan, I really do think that euthanasia will cause graveyards to fill up faster than if death were normal. This will cause the United States many troubles already. The United States is having trouble with graveyards. We are running out of space. In my opinion, if euthanasia becomes legal in all states, graveyards will fill up twice as fast than normal, leaving us with no more space. An article called Death vs. Birth said around 8 million people have died in the last 75,000 years and about 7,000 an hour. And with 16,000 children being born an hour, that number will go up. This will dramatically increase the cost of burials by doubling or triple the amount. And considering the amount they are today, around $10,000, this could raise it up to, three times the amount, $30,000. Not only the wealthy could afford proper funerals. Well, what about cremation, you might be asking me? Cremation is one of the most affordable ways to go. It's around $1,000. This could also go up to $3,000. But with high demand, it could easily go up to $5,000 or more due to high prices. Well, since I said high prices will cause poor families to start burying their families illegally in their backyards.
So Guillermo, putting all this together, do you really think euthanasia should be banned? Or are you doing this for attention?
Yeah, I really think euthanasia should be banned. Because it takes away elders from their family and does not let them die from a natural death like life was meant to be. A man named William said, "To kill another person deliberately is murder, even if another person asks you to kill them." Euthanasia is giving doctors too much power to decide someone's life or death. I know you might be thinking, the person has a choice to do it. Well, if you think about it, doctors have a big opinion. Most people listen to what doctors tell them to do. Many people trust doctors and will do whatever the doctor tells them to do, especially elders. Elders are some of the people who go to the doctor the most and listen to the doctor since they want to stay alive, but euthanasia will kill them. And all that work they have put into staying alive is just taken away. People will go to the doctor to get killed. It will also negatively affect doctors too. If you were to ask a doctor how many people they have that have died on their watch, and they would say something about like half of my patients have died, you would not want to go there. You would go somewhere else where the percentage was way less. I just hope it does not become a bragging right to doctors. Like during a lunch, a nurse asked her doctor, "How many people have you killed?" And the doctor says, "Oh, around 60, no big deal." Then the nurse would say, "Man, you're killing it." The USA must ban euthanasia. Lots of times elders feel like they have no choice. They feel like their life is over and they make a huge mistake. Also, I read a statement in sanjuan.edu that said, in case of an individual suffering from an incurable disease or in conditions where effective treatment would not affect their quality of life, they should be given the liberty to choose death. However, our human rights say that every human has the right to life. That right should be protected by law. No one shall be deprived of his or her life. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of that person, and the right should not be taken away from them. So today I have talked to you about how euthanasia is negatively affecting the United States, how euthanasia is going to double or triple the speeds of how graveyards fill up, and how euthanasia must be banned in the United States to follow our human rights. I have given you many facts and reasons why euthanasia is bad and should be banned to stop elderly population from dropping dramatically. Euthanasia is permanent. Once you do it, there's no going back. It's done. And many people have made that mistake of letting their family through that pain and regretment of letting them do that. Again, I say, euthanasia is murder. You would not let a doctor give your grandmother drugs, would you? Especially drugs that would kill her. Would you let a doctor kill your grandmother? Saying that, we must stop euthanasia from spreading and killing our elders. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Guillermo, for joining us.
I thank you, Juan, for letting me come on this podcast and sharing my thoughts with all these people who are listening.
Thank you for joining us today. Until the next one.